A 40-year veteran of the arts is remembering a special milestone this week. Angela King, owner of the French Quarter Gallery that bears her name, is celebrating 10 years at 241 Royal Street, a new location born out of a passion for art and New Orleans post-Katrina. Angela, welcome to Inside the Arts.
Thank you, Diane. I'm happy to be here.
40 years. Congratulations.
Thank you. It's hard to believe.
I can only imagine what must be going through your mind looking back on four decades.
Well, it's kind of unbelievable because, you know, when you're in your 20s, you don't think you'll do anything for 40 years.
Really?
And here I am, and it's something that I love, and I've learned that you find something you're passionate about, and then you dedicate your life to it, and that's what I've done.
Where did your passion for the arts come from?
Well, I grew up in an artistic family. Mostly music was in my family, in my home. But just from an early age, I began to look at art and appreciate art. I started actually in the craft world in California in the mid-70s, and that evolved into fine art, and that's how I landed in the fine art business.
Now, being originally from California, how were you seduced by this city?
In 77, me and my partner at that time came to New Orleans for a business opportunity show. I was in my early 20s, and while here, because we were thinking about opening up several of these craft galleries, we found the location on Royal Street and decided, why not? Let's do it. So we signed a lease, and I drove across country in my VW Bug and set it up with the intention of staying for only 6 months. But here I am all these years later, because New Orleans is an incredible city, and I'm so happy I decided to make my life here.
Now, that was the original Hanson King Gallery?
It was Hanson Gallery. For 2 years, it was craft, and then we went to our first big art show in Washington called Wash Art, and that would have been in about 1980. And at that point, we started to pick up two-dimensional artists, and it evolved from there. And we no longer showed craft, and it changed. And then it became the Hanson King Gallery in late 1990s, and I think it was the early 2000s. And then after Katrina, it became the Angela King Gallery.
So now tell us about that transition, how it became the Angela King Gallery. Tell us about your new space and about the building's renovation.
After we came back from the flood, the economy had obviously changed radically here, and it became evident that I couldn't really support any entity outside of New Orleans. It had to be New Orleans or art that sold to artists out of New Orleans, but we had to, at that point, make a break. So we made the decision to separate at that time, and I bought him out and changed it to the Angela King Gallery. And we had already acquired the building at 241 Royal, and the renovation had not begun then. But post-Katrina, we started it, and it took a couple of years, really. And by early 2007, we were ready to open. And it's a gorgeous 1860 building with Italian marble floors and big windows all the way around it. When you come in the gallery, we have beautiful, serene, calming music. Sometimes it's the sound of nature. It can be birds or water. We have this environment that feels very soothing, and people just melt into it. When you're viewing art, you want to be calm and just interact with it.
You have exhibited works by hundreds of artists in 40 years. Who are some of those artists?
Well, one of the artists that I'm very proud to show is Raymond Duyer, who's a French surrealist. We are the only gallery that shows him in the world. His work is exceptional. I show quite a few regional artists from Florida. I show a fantastic glass artist, Marlena Rose, and another landscape artist and realistic artist, Richard Currier. Locally, I show Aaron Reichert, who is a wonderful, wonderful artist here in the city. He will also be here for our opening. I show Stephen Forster, who's a photographer that many people have seen his work in the Times-Picayune and The Advocate over many years, and he will be exhibiting in the show as well. Terry Hallman, Charlie Teisel, both Midwest artists that I'm very proud to have. I show a surrealist, Stephen Kenny, who's from the Florida area. He's our American surrealist. We have four people doing surrealism or fantasy, and that would be Anne Bachelier from France, Eddie Stevens from Belgium, and Ramon Dyer, who I already mentioned.
And what do you look for in the work of the artist that you choose to represent?
I learned that my taste in art and what I gravitated to created a type of collector. So our collector likes color. They like surrealism and realism, but usually work that is narrative and tells a story or is bright in color, as Peter Max is. We show Peter Max, and he is one of America's greatest colorists. That kind of work draws people in, and I continue to nurture that collector. So I, of course, look for really high-quality work. When young artists come to me and they want to show in my gallery, and I ask them, how many paintings have you painted? And they say, well, this is my 25th painting. And I say, come to me when you've painted 300 paintings. When you've painted 300 paintings, I want to see what you paint, because you clearly can, but that's how much practice it takes.
You were planning a big celebration for the 10th anniversary of your new gallery with a huge public exhibition. What's on tap?
I will have 14 artists of all 25 that I show. 14 will be there, and we have new work by all of the artists. That evening, we'll have music and food and beverages and many, many interesting artists to meet, and it's open to the public, and we would love for people to come and celebrate this very special evening.
Angela King, here's to many more years of following your passion in the arts.
Thank you, Diane. I'm so happy to have been here.
The Angela King Gallery celebrates its 10th anniversary Saturday evening from 7 to 10 at 241 Royal Street. The event is free. More info at angelakinggallery.com.